Today, we continue with lesson number 20 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Nozir. And today, Yemi Yitzha Hashem, we will conclude the fifth perek by studying the seventh Mishnah of the fifth perek. And we will begin the sixth perek, just the first Mishnah of it. The seventh Mishnah of the fifth perek, Perek Hei Mishnah Zayin, continues in a way the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we learned about yesterday. Yesterday's scenario had a group of people walking and some stranger in the distance and a big dispute over who that person really was and statements of Nazirus, which were kind of bets, wagers, that the person was or was not so-and-so. In this Mishnah, we have a different scenario, which involves an animal which we encounter many times in the Mishnayos and many, many times in Shas. And that animal is a koi, kuf, vov, yud. Now, a koi is discussed in the Mishnah in Bikurim, in the Gemara in Chulin, as to exactly what a koi is. Some say the koi is some type of a wild goat. Others say it is a crossbreed between a ram, a male ram, and a deer, a female deer. Others say it's a new bria b'fnei atzmo, with some new species of some sort. And the Mishnah Bikurim says that this koi, in some respects, it has the halacha of a chaya. In other respects, it has the halacha of a behema. Now, there are different ramifications halachically between animals like cows and goats, which are behemos. And when you shecht such an animal, a cow or a goat, kisui hadam, covering its blood, is not required. That's kind of the good news. The bad news, however, is that the chelev, certain fatty parts of the animal, are prohibited under very strict prohibitions. On the other hand, if the animal is a chaya, a deer, for example, then if you shecht such an animal, kisui hadam is required, you must cover its blood. And however, the chelev, the fatty parts corresponding anatomically to the same fatty parts in the cow or goat, but in the deer, those fatty parts are permissible. So there are great halachic differences between whether a species is identified as a chaya or as a behema, or as both, because if it's both, behema and chaya, then it requires kisui hadam, and the chelev is also, because it has the downsides of both. If it is neither a chaya nor a behema, there are different halachic consequences, etc. So here you have this group of, in this case, nine people. And they see in the field, in the pasture, this animal known as a koi. Ro'es ha-koi v'yomar. So person number one said, Hareini nozir shezeh chaya. That animal is a chaya. And I'm so sure it's a chaya, I'll be a nozir to back up my claim it's a chaya. Person number two says, Hareini nozir shezeh no chaya. I'm so sure it's not a chaya that I'll be a nozir if that's not a chaya. Hareini nozir shezeh behema. I am a nozir that's a behema. Number three person. Number four person says, Hareini nozir she'ein zeh behema. Number five person says, Hareini nozir shezeh chaya u behema. And another person says, a sixth person says, Hareini nozir she'ein zeh lo chaya v'lo behema. That six people, every kind of combination, permutation is included here. Hareini nozir, now along comes person number seven, he says, I'm a nozir, she'echod mikem nozir. I am sure one of you six is a nozir. If one of you six is a nozir, I'm a nozir. Person number eight says, Hareini nozir she'ein echod mikem nozir. I am a nozir if one of you is not a nozir. And then finally, person number nine says, Hareini nozir shekulchem nazirim. I think all six of you, or maybe all eight of you, are nazirim. Harei kulam nazirim. They're all nazirim. Now, how does that fit? According to Beis Shammai, we understand. They're all Nazirim, definitely Nazirim, because Nazirus Betos for Beis Shammai is a Nazirus. So therefore, even those ones who are wrong in their bet doesn't make a difference. They're Nazirim anyway. According to Beis Hillel, the problem here is that they are all Safek Nazirim. And if we follow Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, which we learned yesterday in Mishnah Vov, who rules Safek Nazirus Lahachmir, so each of them is a Safek Nazir and therefore must conduct himself as a Safek Nazir and say, if I'm a Nazir, so I'm a Nazir Chova. If I'm not a Nazir Chova, I'll be a Nazir Nadova. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos says an interesting thing, that not that each of them is a Nazir Safek, and because of the principle of Safek Nazirus Lahachmir has to conduct himself like a Nazir. But, argues the Rambam, even Beis Hillel would agree that in this scenario, by the Kui, as opposed to the stranger in the distance whom we don't know who he is or was, the Kui is all of these things. The Kui is a behema, and it's a Chaya, and in some ways a behema and a Chaya, and some ways neither a behema nor a Chaya. So all of them are Nazirim. Because the one who said, I'm a Nazir if it's a Chaya, it's a Chaya. The one who says, I'm a Nazir if it's a behema, it's a behema. The one who says, I'm a Nazir if it's both, it's both. Because in some respects, it has a halacha of behema, in some respects, a halacha of Chaya, in some respects, a halacha of both. So therefore, it's all these things. And they're all Nazirim Vadoim. They're all definitely Nazirim. That's the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos. So we've concluded Perek Hey, the fifth Perek. Now we go on to some of the basics about the prohibitions that apply to a Nazir. Shlosha minin asurin banazir. There are three categories of prohibitions which apply to a Nazir. Hatuma, one is, a Nazir cannot come into contact with a dead body. As the Pasuk says, Parsha of Nazirus is in Parshas Noso, by Midbar Perek Vov, and there the Pasuk reads, Kol Yemei Haziro Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yovo. So that's Tuma. Number two, Vahatig Lachas. He can't cut the hair of his head. As the Pasuk says, Kol Yemei Neder Nizro Ta'ar Lo Ya'avor Al Rosho. And thirdly, Vahayotze Min Hagefen. He's prohibited to eat or drink any product of the vine. As the Pasuk says, B'yayin v'sheicho yazir chometz yayin v'chometz sheicho lo yishte v'chol mishras anovim lo yishte, etc., etc. Now, the Mishnah begins to look at that last mentioned category of prohibited foods, drinks, yotze min hagefen, and says, V'chol ha-yotze min ha-gefen mitstorfin ze im ze. Suppose I have a half of a kezayis of grape and a half of a kezayis of wine. I have a half of a kezayis of raisins and a half of a kezayis of grape skins, whatever. All these various things are considered one, and they all combine to the shear of a kezayis. So, every product of the vine contributes to the volume, namely kezayis, which is the minimum shiur for him to be chayav upon violating the prohibition against grape products. He has to eat a total of a kezayis. Less than that is less than the shiur for which he is chayav. Number one. Number two, Mishnah Rishono, the Mishnah which preceded our Mishnah, there were earlier versions of the Mishnah, and they're sometimes referred to in our Mishnah, and this is one example. Mishnah Rishono, this earlier version of the Mishnah said, Ad sheyishte revius yai, that a Nazir is only chaya for drinking wine if he drinks a revius of wine, Revius Halug, which is estimated to be about 1/8 of a liter. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, Afilu shoro pito bayayin. If a person takes a piece of bread and dips it into wine, So the bread now has absorbed the wine. V'yesh bo kedei litzorev kezayis. Here there are various perushim. But I'm going to follow the perush of Tosfos in Meseches Nazir, by the way. In Meseches Nazir, we have no commentary of Rashi. And therefore, we rely heavily upon the commentary of Tosfos, which in Meseches Nazir takes on a little bit of a different character than Tosfos does in other Mesichtos. In other Mesichtos, Tosfos asks questions and give answers, etc. And this Mesechta, by and large, Tosfos is a running commentary, although much, much lengthier than Rashi typically would write his commentary. So the Tosfos has a following approach to this Mishnah. Let me just finish reading the words. Rabbi Akiva Omer afilu shoro pito bayayin. Even if a person simply takes bread, dips it into wine, v'yesh bo kedei litzorev kazayis, and now this wine-moistened bread totals now a kazayis, chayov, he is chayov. So this is the explanation that the Tosfos gives, and it's a controversial one, but it's a fascinating one. Rabbi Akiva, Tosfos argues, disagrees with the Mishnah Rishonah. The Mishnah Rishonah distinguishes between liquids, for which the shear of the volume is a revius yayin, and solids, for which the shear is a kazayas, the volume of a kazayas. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says that even for drinking wine, the shear is a kazayas. How do you measure a kazayas, which is a measure of solid volume, when you're applying it to a liquid? Simply, you take a cup of wine, fill it to the brim, take a zayas, an olive, and put it into that full cup of wine. A certain amount of wine will be displaced and spill over into the container which is containing that wine. That amount of liquid is equivalent to the solid volume kazayas. So that person drinks that amount of liquid, a kazayas of liquid, he is chayev. Not the shear of revius, but rather the shear of kazayas. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, we can be mitzdaref liquids to solids, raisins to wine, because the shear for both of them is kazayas. Furthermore, Rabbi Akiva is enunciating here the principle of heter mitzdaref le'isur. What do we have here in this wine-soaked bread? The total of the wine plus the bread plus the wine which is absorbed in it, the total is a kazayas. How much of that is wine? How much of that is bread? Isn't a lot of it bread, so that would supposedly subtract or detract from the kazayas? No. The bread becomes also the bread, which is perfectly mutter bread, contributes to the volume. The heter bread contributes to the Isur Yayin to make together a kazayas. That's the principle of heter mitzdaref le'isa. And that's the meaning of Rabbi Akiva. Afilu shoro pito bayayin. Even if a person soaked his bread in wine, so that the bread plus the wine adds up to a kazayas, he's chay of malchus. V'chol mishras anovim lo yishte. Anything which is soaked in grape products, soaked in wine, is itself also. As I said, there are other approaches to this Mishnah. We have followed the approach of Tosfos, and the sugya and the Gemara here is a fascinating one, revolving around this principle of heter mitzaref le'isur. And so we have concluded lesson number 20.